You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Good morning, my subjects. You soldiers of sincerity, you administrators of action, you tinkerers of truth. Each week you listen into Politics Now and carry out my orders via subliminal messaging, the world gets a little bit flatter, and I am eternally grateful to all of you for that. Today we have a very special edition of Politics Now. We have three top-of-the-line stories to cover in our bulletin bonanza. Let us commence with some homegrown alternative news. The government will be attending weekly therapy sessions since it announced that it has crippling commitment issues. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon made the announcement last Thursday at a post-cabinet briefing, revealing that the National Party feels like it just can't commit to basic treaty duties or ACT's Treaty Principles Bill. In his speech, Christopher Luxon revealed his extensive personal struggles with commitment, detailing how he couldn't commit to his hair from a very young age, and that he couldn't commit to any of his beliefs or values since becoming rich. Luxon also added that in his experience as Air New Zealand CEO, having a lack of commitment was an advantage, given how flighty the industry is. ACT party leader David Seymour hopes they can still make it work with Luxon and secure national support for the Treaty Principles Bill. This is despite Luxon continually saying National will not support it.
Do you still hold out some hope that he will support it beyond that?
Oh well, if you want a one word answer, yes. I was just giving you some of the reasons why.
How do you respond to that?
Well, the answer is no. I'm not changing my position, and the National Party isn't changing its position either. As I said, we've got a coalition commitment which we will honour.
Why do you think he continues?
Several US states have become key subjects of the battle between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Of these states, Pennsylvania has become a certified utopia, with the Harris and Trump super PACs donating hundreds of millions of dollars to the state. Before we dive into that, however, I must explain how the electoral system in the US works. Every presidential election, people in a given state vote for who they want president. But they aren't really voting for the president. They're really voting for electors to vote for who they want president. Each state has a certain number of votes. And so the first to get the majority share of the seats wins. The electors are typically people in the political system, ex-politicians, high-powered friends, relatives of politicians, and either party, accessories, although the electors are not Elon Musk has labelled the Labour-led Australian government fascists on Twitter, X, after the Australian government announced it is formulating new legislation that would fine social media companies for allowing misinformation and disinformation on their platforms. Elongated Musk's comments were made last Thursday, shortly before he tweeted, he X'd a bizarre, creepy post towards Miss Everywhere Taylor Swift, who recently endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
Fine, Taylor. You win. I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life.
Certainly very normal behavior. Next week on Politics Now, I set out to examine whether Hegel's historical dialectic is compatible with Jürgen Habermas's conception of the public sphere, all with a post-Marxist, pre-Derrida, social constructivist lens. See you next Monday.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.